This episode is sponsored by Cryptid Crate and Studio Sweden Headphones.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast. I am your host, Toby. Along with me, I've got some lovely co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
The one and only Kristen.
Addison.
And the producer, Satan.
Womp,
he just
womp,
had to
womp.
Chime in.
I need my credit. I am the producer of the show.
Okay, but you're...
You're only producer because one
silent.
Person says you are, and that doesn't really matter.
So... Satan is our producer. I sold my soul to try to make
your
the show
producer,
better.
He's not our producer.
And I guess he makes the show better. I don't know.
If that's what you call producing, I wouldn't say so.
The show's better, Kristen. Because of me.
I don't think so, but that's okay. Ratings are skyrocketed because you bribed them about going to hell, probably.
We have a interesting topic tonight. And I need to warn everyone. We used to, at the beginning of our episodes, older listeners will remember, we had this little thing where it said we did little to no research, which I did that to cover my ass a long time ago so people wouldn't call me out when I got stuff wrong. Mm-hmm. And then people started listening to that and being like, oh, they don't do any research, which normally I do. This is one of those times I'm going to play that little to no research card because I've had a hell of a week. I did all the research today. I've done it in the past, I don't know, I did it in 7 or 8 hours, just reading and listening to videos. And I've been doing a lot of research today and only today. So I apologize if this isn't as in-depth, but it's a pretty simple topic. Okay, today we're going to be talking about tulpas. Do y'all know what tulpas are?
I have no idea.
A tulpa?
A tulpa.
Isn't that like a head, like a dress thing? Like a head thing? No?
No.
That's a turban?
No. I thought the women's was called a tulpa or something.
No.
I'm so sorry. For anybody out there, don't get mad at me.
We do not intend on offending you.
I did little to no research. That's what I want to pull that card real quick.
Well, this is all
tulpa?
On me. The girls, I'm trying this
the
new thing
Jewish
of,
dance?
Of not letting them know anything about the topics. And Addison's trying to look it up right now.
Siri, what's a tulpa?
I did it.
Bitch, don't fail me.
An entity created in the mind acting.
Yeah. Let me get to it. Okay, so the original.
Don't steal his thunder.
Yeah, don't. It's my thunder.
What if I wanted it to be my thunder?
He sold his soul for this.
Yeah. Let me have it. So it's originally a Tibetan Buddhist word, and it means manifestation. And it still means that in a way, but it's been tweaked a little. Okay. So we're not talking about anything like older than the internet days, because I think this has really kicked off since the internet's happened, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because people have made a community out of these tulpas. So I took this info. A lot of this info is going to be coming from tulpa.info. So if you're really interested in this, go to tulpa.info and you can do
that's
this.
What I was reading off of
was
when
it?
You so rudely interrupted me.
There's another website that we'll be talking about in a minute too that's pretty good. Pretty good. I don't know what I'm saying. It's good if you want to do this tulpa stuff. So yeah.
Did you just turn that into a verb?
Yeah.
Tulpa stuff. What
so,
are you doing, tulping?
Well, you might be tulping here in a minute. A tulpa is an entity created in the mind, acting independently of and parallel to your own consciousness. They are able to think and have their own free will, emotions, and memories. In short, a tulpa is like a sentient person living in your head, separate from you. It's currently unproven whether or not tulpas are truly sentient, but in this community, we treat them as such. It takes time for a tulpa to develop a convincing and complex personality. As they grow older, your attention and their life experiences will shape them into a person with their own hopes, dreams, and beliefs. Okay, so what does that mean to you?
That sounds like someone with multiple personality disorder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're people within people.
Yes.
That sounded wrong. But.
So, here's some of the things that the website, like, tries to, I guess, say that this is what the tulpas are not.
Mm-hmm.
So, they say tulpas aren't seen as spirits or supernatural beings.
Mm-hmm.
The community of tulplamancers. Okay, that's what they are called, tulplamancers, claim that this isn't self-imposed schizophrenia. It's not mental illness. You won't go crazy or have random hallucinations. And it's perfectly safe and fun. That's what their claims are. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is creating another personality.
Well, yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this now. They don't like the term imaginary friend. I think, from what I understand, that's kind of a derogatory term.
Right.
But they will say it because it's the simplified version of, if you're trying to explain this to someone that doesn't know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's my imaginary friend, Bob, or whatever, you know.
Right.
So, I thought it would be a fun idea to talk about how to create one.
It's actually interesting that people intentionally do that.
And I have clips of people talking about
their tulpas. Oh my god, I love clips!
So we'll get to all that here in a minute. So let's start with some quick steps on how to create your own. And this isn't exactly how to do it. There's a lot of
minor details.
Well, this is like the quick, easy guide. There's a lot more you're supposed to do, and this is supposed to be a long, drawn-out process. It's not something you can do overnight, apparently.
So this is Tulpas for Dummies.
This is Tulpas for Dummies, yes. We're given the abridged version of this. Okay. So you'll create a tulpa by imagining a person in your head. And you have to treat them as a person. The more you talk to the tulpa and give it attention, the more it'll develop into its own being in your head.
Sounds like a poltergeist, almost.
Well, hold on. It's important to speak to it and imagine it. So, like, you have to... if I'm making a tulpa... I'm going to stick with Bob. We're going to keep calling my tulpa Bob, and hopefully I don't actually make one.
I was
going
to say, you better not fucking make one, because if you start talking...
Okay, we have a fourth chair right here. Let's say Bob is sitting right there, so I'd have to look at Bob, quote, mm-hmm. Bob, and talk to him and just keep a conversation going. He's not going to answer back, but I have to... Well, for now. I have to... Maybe not...
So a tulpa is an imaginary friend?
That's what I just said, but that's like the derogatory term for it.
It's the not so nice, easy way to explain it to someone.
Yeah, like that's the dumbed down version. They will explain it as, yeah, my imaginary friend, because that's the easiest way for someone that doesn't understand this.
Because nobody knows what a tulpa is.
Right. So
it's easier to say imaginary friend.
Like, maybe you're not like having a conversation with Bob. Maybe you're just like, man, Bob, I sure would like to play a video game right now. Or, hey, Bob, I wish I'd have done more research on this so I don't sound like an asshole through this episode. You know, you just talk to Bob and try to...
So it's like when I talk to myself, except for I insert someone else's name.
It's like when I talk to God.
Well, okay, it's like talking to your dog or a baby. Like, when you talk to a baby, they don't understand what you're saying.
Right.
At first.
Yeah, there's something there, though.
Well, that's...
To them, there is.
Yeah, to the person that's making this tulpa, there is something there. They're imagining a something there. There is a note. When your tulpa starts talking back to you, because it will, apparently.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I need to put a little...
Bitch better have some good advice.
There's a star right here that needs to be like... Bitch better have I'm not money. Calling any of these people crazy, okay?
Bob, you owe me money.
Right.
I'm not going to call any of these people crazy, and I'm not really trying to make fun of this. I honestly think this...
Don't worry. Leave it to me and Addy. We will find something to make fun
but
of.
But I think this helps people. As crazy as this the whole thing seems...
Kind of fills a void.
Yeah, we'll get to all that in a minute, but I want to say it now before we get too deep into this and we're laughing and
right
because I do think it's kind of therapeutic for people, not me. It wouldn't be therapeutic for me, but some people, I could see it. Anyways, right. So if it does start talking back to you, that doesn't mean that you're done with it. It's not like, oh, I made my tulpa, now it's done. Because just like when your baby starts talking to you...
You have to take care of it.
It's
still... Oh, you're not done with the baby? I'm just kidding.
You started walking. Get a job.
It's like, we're done here.
It's like, oh, you understand me? Okay, have a nice life. You're on your own.
No more talking from right. here on out.
So, and they made it a very big note that a tulpa is never done. Just like a child or taking care of a puppy or whatever.
Oh God!
So can one so can a person have multiple tulpas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can have multiple tulpas, but we're talking about making the first one.
Right.
Who has time for this shit?
The image of your tulpa is up to you. Although I have heard some people say they didn't have the choice and they manifested how they wanted to. So, like, I've heard some of these stories where. Someone will be like, okay, I'm creating a man. I want a male tulpa, and it'll manifest into a woman instead against the
creators.
Against the we'll get to some. I got some definitions in a minute.
Okay,
but the host, it'll go against the host's image.
Gotcha.
Okay, but you're supposed to be able to pick what you want.
Theoretically.
Yes. The tulpa can be a person, it can be an animal, it can be a monster, it can be a cartoon character, it can be a walking, talking watermelon if you want. Like, it can be whatever you want. What do we want Bob to be?
A robot?
Bob is a robot. Transformer style?
I could totally talk to Bumblebee. Ooh,
Johnny Five.
I don't even know who that is.
Short Circuit.
No.
What?
Sorry to bust your bubble. Oh. I don't know who the fuck that is.
We're done with the podcast until we watch Short Circuit. Okay, anyways.
Yeah, you know who mine would be? Father Yod. What up, my white-haired bitch?
I'm not surprised that you don't have a Father Yod tulpa. You just didn't know you created it yet.
Maybe my body's getting there.
Yeah.
It's such a big
following. Well, hey, I've got more steps, so maybe we can figure out if you accidentally created a tulpa. So... visualizing is a big part of it when you're talking to your tulpa. So if I visualize a robot Bob, a Bob-bot, as I like to call him, Bob-bot, you always have to picture him and how he looks and when you talk to him. It's also suggested that you don't just do this as, oh, this will be fun. Because, you know, you don't just get a puppy and or have a baby and be like, oh, this will be fun. Like
you do it first until the
and then it's like, oh,
real responsibilities kick in. You're like, why the fuck did I get this dog?
You do have a baby, like, oh, this is gonna be fun,
and then you change the diaper and you're like, dang it.
And then they're cute, and when they're a baby, they sleep a lot. And the minute they start climbing and everything, you're like,
it's before they start talking back.
Yeah,
it's yeah. Okay, sorry, I got off track.
Well, no, it's exactly like that, like. You know, you never stop feeding a puppy. You never stop loving it. You know, it's... you just got to keep taking care of the tulpa. Most people make a tulpa for companionship. Because they're lonely or whatever. They need someone to talk to that they feel like can't connect to them.
Farmersonly.com.
Kristen Single Mingle. Tulpa Single Mingle.
I wonder if that's a thing.
Christian Single Mingle?
Topo, whatever it
tulpa.
Is.
Tulpa Mingle?
Christian Single, yeah, of course.
Let
it is.
Your tulpas date each other?
I wonder, I like, legitimately, though, like, I wonder if, like, people who have tulpas get together and, like, their tulpas are, like...
our friends?
Yeah. I wonder if that's, like, something...
I don't know. So, some people use what they call a mind voice to talk with their tulpas. Basically, from what I understand, they'll think what they want to say to their tulpa, and then their tulpa will talk back to them in your mind. So it's kind of like your inner voice talking to someone else in your head. No one else can hear it.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So the tulpa's voice will not be your own thoughts, though. So that it's very distinct. Like, it's going to be like talking to another person. Like, you're not going to know what they're going to say next. Like, you know, ooh, when you're thinking, you know what you're going to say next.
Right.
You're not going to have any idea what it's going to say back to you.
Interesting.
So it says that this could take a few days to several months. to be able to do this part, you know, to communicate with your tulpa. So it might, you may have to just sit there for a long time just talking to nothing, which you're already talking to nothing, I guess.
Even no, with... there's definitely something there to them.
Okay, so what about Fight Club? Did he make a tulpa?
Damn it, you stepped on my stuff.
Sorry.
Oh man, I wanted to make that point at the end of this. No, you're
fine. You can
cut me
out.
Because I've heard of this talked about on other podcasts and stuff, and that's what I always thought about is like, so is Fight Club or Mr. Robot even? Is that a tulpa? Did he make a tulpa of his father? But it's taking over. Well, okay, hold on. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to it in a minute. Because
I'm sorry, I just
no. Because
but I just thought about that. I was like, wait a minute, tulpa.
The some of the other stuff I have to say
made multiples
will help answer maybe help this discussion in a minute. We'll get to it.
I'm
put
sorry.
A pin right there.
I ruined it.
Bookmark it. Put a star on it. She didn't do any of those things.
She did. It's all in her head.
I told my tulpa to do it. Shit. I don't have to do everything. My tulpa can push some of the weight around here.
So it said that some people get head pressure right before their tulpas start communicating back to them. Like their head will just, it feels like you got pressure on it.
That's interesting that you said that because mine just did. It was brain freeze, but.
As a mud pod freeze.
Continue.
So the more advanced tulpamancer can actually see, hear, smell, and feel their tulpa. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold that thought. I know what you're thinking.
Dude, I'd be so pissed my tulpa smelled bad.
You have a like, stinky.
You and I went somewhere bad. So different with this.
Me and you are on the same wavelength.
Sexual?
Oh, hold
Wait,
that thought.
Put a pin in it. Wait, just hold on a minute.
So, gross. This is where it gets fun, though. You can give your tulpa the control of your body. And this is called possession. Just like when a demon or a ghost would possess someone. So I guess this process is what people usually get before actually being able to hear their tulpa. Like, their tulpa can take control of them before they can actually communicate with them. And, you know, you can let your tulpa play video games or, you know, get on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can just let your tulpa be.
That's so great. The next time I make a terrible decision, my tulpa did it.
Officer. I wasn't driving drunk.
My tulpa was.
I'm drunk, but my tulpa isn't. So
it's like I'm technically half sober.
My DD. How did I get in the driver's seat?
Bob, where's Bob at?
Well, and here's
Sarah.
The other thing.
Yeah, bitch.
If your tulpa, like Bob has these big jetpack on his back.
Right.
My Bob bot has a jetpack. He can fly, but. If he's taking over your body, he's only limited to what your body can do. So it's not like my tulpa is going to take over my body and win a race for me or fly or shoot lasers at them.
Well, that was totally out of the question. I was like, if my tulpa could take over my body and make sure it exercises on a daily basis, I'd be so happy. But Lord knows I'm limited to exercising, so and my body's not good at it, so it won't be doing that.
So this is the outro on tulpa.info, and I wanted to read this, because all that was, like, scattered throughout the website.
Right.
This is, like, they had the intro, and they had the outro, so I'm going to read this. If you already decided you want to make a tulpa, you're probably eager to get started. Be sure to realize all the consequences making a tulpa has, the responsibility that comes with it, and the implications of sharing your head with another person are. Write down notes, learn as much as you can, and be consistent in spending time with your tulpa regularly. Which I didn't think about that, but I want to come back to that line in a minute, because that's counterproductive to what I was thinking about this earlier. Keep in mind that giving them attention is paramount, and more attention will make for faster growth. Look at this as a personal journey and try to learn about yourself as you create your tulpa. If you're not sure whether you want to make a tulpa or aren't convinced about the phenomenon at all, I would suggest reading guides, browsing the forums, and learning more about tulpas. If you end up not making one, feel free to stick around anyway. And there is one more thing to say. Any form of introspection is good for you, and creating a tulpa is just one way of doing so. An alternative path would be practicing meditation, and there are many other things you can do to learn more about yourself. Which, we'll get to it in a minute, but usually it's people that are lonely or feel unwanted that kind of turned to, and I'm not
hating on anyone.
Yeah, I'm not trying to paint this as like, oh, only, because I'm sure there's people that are perfectly happy that have made tulpas, but a lot of them you'll hear in a minute that they're like, I was sad, I needed right. someone there, no one understood me. But it says that you need to spend more time with your tulpa. That's why I was saying it seems really counterproductive, because if you're spending time with your tulpa and you're...
Then you're not getting out and spending time with real people to, like...
To help with your issues.
Yeah.
So maybe it's... I don't know. I just had this thought. That's why I was like, wait a minute.
When you said it, I kind of thought that same thing. Like, I feel like it almost creates the need within itself.
Yeah, like...
Does that make sense?
It makes it to where you can't leave the house because you need to hang out with your tulpa because yeah. it's sad right now.
Like, that. Like that's your friend. And, like, you feel
you're turning your back on your friend if you're going to go have...
Right. And it's, like, an obligation. So, therefore, like, you never get out of this rut. So, you just keep making more and more tulpas.
And so, apparently, some of them make quite a bit, too.
Do they... Please, dear Lord, tell me they don't try to, like, date their tulpas. Tulpas.
So, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in a minute.
Oh, Lord.
If you are looking for a good set of headphones, you need to use some Studio Sweden headphones. We have the Regent models, and we use them while we record. I use them when I'm mowing and doing all kinds of stuff because they're awesome. They're the over-the-ear model. They're Bluetooth. They have a long, long battery life. So long that I forget to charge them regularly. If you go to studio.com, you can use the promo code SECRET and get 15% off, and it's free shipping worldwide. They do have some Bluetooth earbuds that go in your ears as well, but I like the old school over your ears. I don't like the stuff in my ears. So go check out studio.com and browse some of their really cool styles of headphones that they have, and I guarantee you'll love them. Studio.com, SECRET as the promo code for 15% off and free shipping worldwide.
Hello, all you curious creatures out there. I'm Amber Ray.
And I'm Andrew McKay, and we are the hosts of Into the Portal.
If you like myths, legends, history with a paranormal twist, join us every week as we explore lesser-known mysteries of our world and beyond.
You can find us on iTunes, Google Play Music, and all other major podcast platforms, and at intotheportal.com, your gateway to the bizarre.
The only question is, do you dare peer into the portal?
So, I want to hear more about all of this and the dating, possibly or not, of the tulpas.
Oh, real quick, I got a question.
What do you want?
Am I a tulpa?
No, he probably has a tulpa because he's been forbidden from everything.
Yeah, I think that's too...
That's too deep.
That's really inceptionist.
We're going to put a pin in that.
That would say God's a tulpa too.
He is.
Well, no. So maybe Toby just really wanted to meet Satan, so he envisioned a Satan.
He did, and he sold his soul to me. But maybe souls are tulpas too.
Okay, this is getting too complicated. Let's rewind.
Actually, you're all tulpas. People listening to this have imagined the show. There's nothing playing on their device.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a... red pill, blue pill type of situation here. Okay, so let's get back into the show.
Yep.
So, I wanted to talk about some of the terms I found on tulpa.io before we get any further into anything.
Okay? Interesting.
So, a host. We talked about that a little bit. That's the person that makes the tulpa, obviously. The host.
The person that you can actually... that other people can actually see and touch and feel.
Yes,
and,
if you have the tulpa, you are the host.
But according to Satan, I might be a tulpa.
You are. You are a tulpa.
Am I your tulpa?
Maybe I'm Toby's tulpa, and you're my tulpa.
Can a tulpa have a tulpa?
Tulpaception.
Can we coin that?
I think we just did. Copyright. I'll get with my lawyers in hell.
Sounds good.
The shittiest left lawyers.
I can't say this word. Plurality.
I think you said it right.
Plurality. It's an umbrella term for multiple consciousnesses. Yes.
Fuck. I add an extra.
Whatever plural you put on it, it's multiple living beings in the same brain.
Gotcha.
And body. A singlet is one conscious in one brain. So,
one tulpa?
No, I took that as us. We're singlets since we don't have multiple. Like, I think that's the kind of like derogatory term used
for normal people?
For normies.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure. I could be completely wrong, but I thought it was a really funny term, a singlet. So,
I wonder.
I'm just going to start calling everyone singlets. You fucking singlet. And they'll be like, wait, what? Like,
what? Yeah, I don't know how to take that.
Tulpomancy, that is the practice of creating a tulpa.
Okay.
Deviation, a change that occurs to a tulpa's personality or form during or after creation against the will of the host.
Whoa.
Yeah. If you know there's a term for it, you know this has happened, and you know we're probably going to kind of touch on it in a little while.
So, these things, these people that these humans created, these tulpas, can turn on their creators, on their hosts.
We'll see. Dissipation, when a tulpa's mind fades away, also considered to be the death or a murder of a tulpa.
Whoa.
Yeah, if it's done deliberately, it's a murder. You murdered your tulpa.
But can you be sent to prison for that?
To devil prison.
You can be sent to tulpa prison. Imaginary friend. So this is their term for it when people are like an imaginary friend. This is why I said it's like
the derogatory.
Yeah, because it's simplified, because a tulpa you can talk to and have a conversation with.
Right.
Your imaginary friend is like a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your imaginary puppet that you're like, oh yeah, my here's my imaginary friend.
Right.
So, they don't have their own thoughts. They don't have their own personality.
So, it's almost like the beginning stages of a tulpa.
Exactly. That's exactly what they kind of described it as.
Oh, God. The fact that I'm starting to understand this is concerning.
Proxying. I think this means, like, if Kristen was on the phone with me and I was trying to tell Addison what Kristen was saying, like, it's kind of like relaying the message.
Gotcha.
So that's proxying. So if my BobBot was talking to me, because you can't hear BobBot.
Only you can hear.
Only I can. So I'd be like, yeah, BobBot just said that you're a bitch.
I have my moments.
So, yeah, so proxying. So those are just a few terms I thought would be interesting. There's a bunch. There's a bunch on this website. This, again, that website is tulpa.io.
Information, not bitters.
Yeah. Is that what that means?
No. That sounded good.
So I've got some clips of a man named Sam talking about his experiences with tulpas. And Sam is the one that actually created tulpa.io. So,
but who created tulpas themselves?
Are you trying to get all Inception-y again?
Not intentionally. I thought that's where you were going with it. And then you went somewhere else. So I figured I'd ask anyways.
Okay, so here's Sam talking about his tulpa.
I was sitting like I was meditating, and I just thought, hey, KT, my name is Sam. I'm going to be your host. It's very nice to meet you. I just followed the guide. And all of a sudden, I get like a head pressure, which tulpas can do.
Wow. Does KT have a physical appearance?
Yeah, he has sort of two forms. He has like a human form with like ears and tail, and sometimes he goes into like a regular silver fox form.
Can he talk?
Oh, yeah. We talk all the time, and it could be through like speech, it could be through raw thought, emotion.
And what is KT like? Describe him to me.
He's like very cynical, but he's very happy to help people.
He identifies as male, and you identify as female?
Yeah.
And can he control your body?
Yes.
How much control do you, Sam, have over KT?
I have pretty much equal amounts of control. I know KT is responsible not to do anything, but tulpas can do anything hosts can. Like, they're pretty much your best friends.
Can I talk to KT?
Sure.
Are you ready? to hear him. Are you ready for KT?
I am trying to get past the fact that he sounds like a Valley girl.
I don't want to say anything negative towards any of these people, but they are usually the more bizarre in appearance. I don't want to say, like,
they're eclectic.
Goth kids or anything like that. Because it's just, yeah, okay, that's a good word. Because they do, I don't want to say that they're nerdy or anything, because it's, I don't want to be derogatory towards these people.
They're not the cookie cutter norm.
Yeah, they're not like your preppy kids that are jocks and stuff. They're probably the kids I would have been friends with in school.
Same. No, yeah, I hung out with very strange people.
Yeah, so
I'm strange.
It's the people that just, that kind of, they kind of outcast themselves a little bit, and not intentional. I don't think they
don't necessarily do good with
social
situations. Like, I have horrible social anxiety. I am probably that kid. Like, I have no doubt about it. So I feel for them.
So yeah, you'll notice that, like, they may sound different, they may talk different, but I think it's just because if they weren't like a popular kid, maybe they didn't have the social interactions as, you know, with the confidence also. So they do all sound like really quiet, kind of like they keep to themselves and they seem really shy.
Yeah.
That's another trait that I've noticed. Like
withdrawn.
Yeah. They're shy, they're quiet. They all have, in fact, a lot of these clips I had to boost up the volume on because they're so quiet when they talk. And then most of the videos that I watch, everyone's talking real light and they're like, so my tulpa is this. And
yeah.
They have a hard, even though they're putting a camera on themselves, they have a hard time like describing it.
Right.
It's really kind of bizarre. Like, it's, I don't know. Anyway, so are you ready for KT? His tulpa is going to take over his body and talk.
What? I'm so super ready.
Surprise! Hey.
Hi, KT.
What's up?
How are you?
Camera shy.
I'm
hot.
Yeah, it's hot in here. Are you having a good day?
So far, yeah. I've just been hanging back and watching.
Nice. And I'm Kevin. Nice to meet you.
So looking at Sam and KT each speaking, it's clear that there's something real happening there. You can see the shift when Sam becomes KT. It's not just the ponytail, it's the posture and the sort of countenance and the attitude. These are clearly two different people, or different parts of a person that are appearing. So it seems pretty real to me.
Yeah, like when you watch, if you watch that video, you can see, like, Sam is completely straightforward and just sitting there and just talking normal, just like me or you right now. But as soon as KT, now one could say, oh, that's an act,
right?
You're acting different,
right?
But you can really see the complete body language and everything change, like how Sam is sitting.
Just from what I heard, it seems like it would be someone, not like a nervous, like to say like a nervous tic doesn't sound right, but like just very, like, you know, like when you're like, oh, I mean,
yeah, you know. Like, yeah, and you can instantly hear like a whole different tone in the voice.
Yeah,
and it's really bizarre.
I had to like sit. I legit for like a good second thought there were two people, which is concerning for my own self. Stop!
It's really weird because Toby always gets a weird look on his face when I start talking. Is that weird?
Well, I mean, you do own his soul, so
I'm always concerned.
Yeah, he should
be. When you start talking, Satan, that's why.
We never know what's going to come out.
We never know what's going to come out of your mouth either, bitch.
Ooh, see, it's stuff like that where I'm like, God, Satan, chill.
Yeah, but that could be taken multiple ways. So, I mean, you know, whatever.
Okay, so this is from a video called My Tulpa from Angel, the YouTube channel is called Angel of Heaven.
Okay. Interesting.
And I really considered not telling the YouTube channels because I don't want any of our listeners to like
go and like bash.
there's no reason to go bash these people. And I'm not trying to draw attention to them, because I don't think these are the kind of people that necessarily... But I think it's interesting enough that this person has chosen to come out and say that they have a tulpa.
Mm-hmm.
They've put it on a public platform right. for anyone to see. It's not private. That's why I am saying it.
Maybe they did it because they've hit that point in their life where they, you know, they had an epiphany where they're like, you know, other people out there might be like this. They might have this exactly. and they didn't want them to feel alone.
So I don't, if anyone does go check out some of these YouTubers or people with tulpas,
mm-hmm.
be respectful. It's weird. Like I'm saying it's weird, but I'm not saying that this is necessarily a bad thing. But
people cope in their own ways, and everyone needs to respect each other.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can go watch it, and if you laugh to yourself, that's fine. But yeah. don't be negative. The internet's full of so much hate as it is, and this person is obviously trying to help people like himself.
Love one another. These people, they need love. It's kind of like the whole point of the tulpas. So they have more friends to share the wealth.
Damn, bitch, you're getting all hippie on us.
It wasn't intentional. I got into space. I'm out of it.
Okay, so I never really caught this YouTuber's name. I guess he goes by Angel of Heaven. He said that he's had a tulpa for 13 years, and its name is Cullen. And he says that Cullen picked what he looks like, and that he's changed 3 times. Like, he's picked his own name. Like, he's completely changed from the original tulpa that he had.
So, Cullen has basically created his own tulpa.
No. Cullen has changed himself. Like, well, he's changed his appearance, changed his name. I think at one point, Cullen, the tulpa, was a female, and now it's a male.
Woo.
And, here's Angel of Heaven talking about himself. I thought this clip was important. So, here's Angel of Heaven.
So, for me, I am pretty much a loner. I have no friends. Well, I do only have 2 friends. And I'm pretty shy, and I'm not really much of a people person. And I do suffer from depression. And I'm pretty sure that's how all of this started. My imagination is crazy, and I daydreamed a lot in school, and I have an imaginary world, and my imaginary world is a forest and full of deer, and well, as you can see, I turned my room into my imaginary world. I brought it to reality, except for the living animals. Like I said, I had deer in my imaginary world. So, yeah, all my walls are full of trees.
So, like, if you watch the video, his room is, it's got, like, a forest background. He's got, like, deer-looking decorations on mm-hmm. his wall. And, you know, he's made his room his safe spot, you know, is what he feels comfortable in.
Right.
He goes on to say that his parents heard him talking to his tulpa when he was younger. They told him not to talk to him in public. Like, I guess they were okay, for the most part, with him having his imaginary friend.
Right.
But they were just like, just don't do it in public.
Don't do it where you can embarrass me.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that would make it worse.
I kind of do too.
Because then you alienate your kid. So like the people that should always be there for you. I'm getting hippie again. Sorry. Okay. Continue.
Go smoke some weed, hippie bitch.
Don't tempt me. You know where I can get some. I mean, just kidding.
Do tell.
Totally kidding.
Just kidding.
It's just the price of your soul, but I can get you some dank ass shit. Isn't that what the kids say? Dank ass shit.
I feel like you're a couple years behind, but I could be wrong. I'm not up with the times.
I'm a couple thousand years behind.
I mean, when I was in high school, I feel like that was accurate. But that's been a while.
Okay, anyways, back to Angel of Heaven. He talks about trying to commit suicide, and Cullen tried to talk him out of it. He said he blocked Cullen out, and after his attempt, Cullen showed up at the hospital and told him never to block him again because, you know, he shut him out and wouldn't let Helm talk to him. He says Colin is sitting in the corner watching Helm make this video, and it starts bothering him. It starts to distract him.
Oh, and yes, as for Topaz, sometimes they can, like, go away. Like, they do can sometimes disappear and don't come back for days or something like that. But there are some Topaz that just stay with you. You can see them all the time. They just stay there, sit by you. Like, they just stay by you. Like, Cullen does. He's just sitting right over there, just watching what I'm doing. I'm making a video. Yeah, I'm making a video about you. Like, you don't want to be? Ugh, come on now, are you serious? No. Maybe later. I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to do a video. You're distracting me. See what? Leave me alone. Stop it. You're making me smile too much. Stop looking at me. Look over there. Oh my god. No, stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. Okay. Okay, so. Yeah, so. Seriously? So yes, I do talk to him a lot. And as you can see, I did talk to him while recording the video because he won't stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. I'm trying to do a video. Kind of being a little distraction. Oh my god. Now he's walking to that corner over there.
Oh, fuck.
So, it is funny. I mean, from an outside point of view, it's funny. But you gotta hear how genuine it is that, like, it sounds like he's talking to someone. You know, like, if sometimes I'll record, like, the outro for the show, and I start getting nervous because Kristen will be downstairs, and I'll be thinking, oh, she can hear me. I feel like an idiot. I'm up here talking.
I don't give a fuck.
I know, but it's still one of those things to where, like, I get embarrassed.
I'm paying attention to you. I'm probably watching Netflix.
I know, but still, it's me talking up here by myself, and I get embarrassed that, oh, Kristen's down there, probably think I'm an idiot because I just fucked this outro up 3 times now, and I've said the exact same thing. And, like, I kind of get embarrassed, and I can feel myself, like, blushing.
Right.
And you can hear him, like, it's that same kind of feeling of, like, if I was sitting here trying to record something, like,
it's like the tingly feeling.
Yeah, like, if y'all are staring at me and just kind of smirking, like, when I'm trying to read something,
mm-hmm.
I can feel that, and I'm like, you motherfuckers, y'all are messing me up.
Like, it's terrible.
But that's what it sounds like, oh, doesn't it?
Yes, you can hear it in the voice. Like, it is... And that's the, like, it's real to these
people. I mean, I can understand him making, if he feels like he doesn't fit in with the rest of the world, I could see why he would make a tulpa.
Because of his
lisp? Because of his lisp or his speech impediment or whatever. Because he feels more comfortable, you know, versus an actual human.
Yeah, because he's afraid, like, real, tangible people would make fun of him. Which, and you know, it's a valid point. Like, my little sister... For freaking it, like, she had to take speech therapy because she said snake like this.
Well, I have a lisp. I'm not making fun of people with lisps because I have a lisp.
They were hard. Like, it took
I can't make fun of anyone. I can't read.
I'm illiterate. I was going to say, I'm illiterate and I have a lisp. It gets real bad. Like, when my wisdom teeth act up, I can't even speak correctly at all. It's terrible. But, I mean, people, like, humans are terrible. Like, we're terrible.
We're so judgmental.
We are. It's so bad. Like, we're so terrible to each other.
So, Colin basically keeps messing with him and smiling at him and just, you know, distracting the shit out of him.
Right.
He keeps trying to remind him that... Colin, the, mm-hmm. the tulpa, keeps trying to remind Heaven, or Angel of Heaven, whatever his name is.
the YouTuber.
He keeps trying to remind him, you have to get up early in the morning. You have to eat dinner with someone. He keeps, and he's like, so Angel of Heaven keeps going, I know I have to eat dinner tomorrow. Like, they kind of argue in this video. And he keeps reminding him, like, oh, you need to take your medicine. Colin keeps saying, you need to take your medicine. Because, after his suicide attempt, I think he got put on something.
So, did he have his tulpa before or after the suicide?
Before. Attempt? He's had it for 13 years.
He suffers from depression, right? That's what he said.
Right. Yeah. He knows that he suffers from depression.
Right.
I've got another clip.
I love clips. They're my favorite. Time.
So, anyway, I would make this pretty much longer, but he's being persistent, and he wants me to go to sleep, and he wants me to get up, and blah, 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 all this stuff. Yes, you do. Don't lie to me. Anyway, so I'm going to get going, and yeah, it's kind of like, I do watch some videos of people with tulpas, and they talk about the tulpa, but I do not ever see them actually talk to their tulpa like I do. They just sit there and just talk about their tulpa and all this stuff, and they actually don't even look and talk to their tulpa. But anyway, it's just them or whatever. Anyway, yes, it is.
So, in that clip, he's basically saying, oh, my tulpa's telling me I need to go to bed, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then he starts complaining about the tulpa community, which I find is really weird, because he's kind of like saying, oh, yeah, I'm the only one that talks to my tulpas during my video.
Right.
Which kind of makes me think, again, if he's got a tulpa, that's fine, but it makes me feel like it's
more of an imaginary friend.
I don't know. It's really bizarre.
It seems more for show, like a put on.
It seems more like a show that he has to point out. Well, see, look, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he does have other videos where he talks about having a tulpa and stuff. He has a bunch of video game play.
Maybe.
But I didn't watch the other video, so he may go more in-depth on stuff, and I just thought that was a weird thing to put in at the end, but that's also that social awkwardness of, like...
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know how to... Never mind, because I can't say it without it sounding not okay.
So, there is a warning. If you mess up your creation process and treat your tulpa badly, it might become bad.
So you're gonna have a fucked tulpa.
Yeah. But, let's...
Is there proof of said fucked tulpas?
Well, we'll get into that when we come back from our break.
I'm looking forward to this.
We'll be right back.
Yes!
Hello, humans. My name is Bobbot, and I am here to tell you about Cryptid Crate. Cryptid Crate is the coolest monthly subscription service that can be delivered to your door every single month. It is full of cryptozoology goodies. You may find Mothman, Bigfoot, the Dover Demon, a Loch Ness Monster, or maybe the Goat Man, on all types of cool merchandise like t-shirts, books, DVDs. You may even get cooking spices. Go to CryptidCrate.com and use the promo code SACREDPOD to save 20% off your first order. Again, that is CryptidCrate.com, SACREDPOD, for 20% off your first order. My name is BobBot, and I have a rocket back.
Hi, I'm Dina Marie, the host of Twisted Philly. Join me every week for some of my favorite stories from the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. We'll talk about true crime, haunted history, legends and local lore, plus some of my most favorite places to visit all around Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. You can follow me on social media, on Facebook at The Twisted Philly Podcast, and on Twitter at @Twisted_Philly. And you can find my show on all major podcast apps. Plus, if you're a Patreon supporter, you get access to exclusive content twice a month that isn't available to other listeners. Join me every week in Twisted Philly.
So we are back, and we're going to talk about some of the bad things that happened to tulpas. So, I don't know how bad this clip really is, but...
There's another clip?
Yeah, we got another clip.
Yay!
Rickety, rickety, wreck.
This is by a YouTuber named Aaron Nelson, explaining a story of what happened when a tulpa goes bad. And this was posted in, like, 2015, so...
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a little good while ago.
It was around 6th or 7th grade, and I was just getting the meditation and finding out who I was spiritually. I've always been able to see spirits. I've always had this talent to know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And it wasn't like, let me think about this. No, it was just incoming me in a lot of ways, in a wave, or in dreams. And so I thought, hey, I might as well tap into this side of me. Let's see what happens. I started doing research on tulpas, and I created one. Her name was Sky. She had flowing kind of teal, minty green hair that went down to her shoulders, navy petticoat, white dress, blue Mary jeans. I wanted you to have a motherly figure. Whenever you're programming a tulpa, you put a certain personality in there. I gave her a very motherly, loving personality, one that's sweet, tolerant, but somewhat stern. I guess it's because I do have a lot of issues with my family and I wanted a figure like that, that wouldn't, you know, fuck me up and take away everything I love. Which I guess in the end, that's what ended up happening to me. So I started talking to her and I created her and things were going really well for about 2 to 3 months. But then the spirits in my house got worse. They got way worse than I've ever seen them. They started to corrupt her. They started telling her lies. They started to hurt her. You know how in some art it shows like black pieces falling off people? That's what I started to see accumulating on her jawline. Something was wrong with her. And at the time I had no knowledge of spell work or anything like that. And a few days later I went to my friend Andrew and I stayed at his house. Now, there are two houses where he lives. The one he lives in right in front of his grandmother's house, which is like a huge ass mansion. We go in there, I stay there, he's very spiritual. And I was with Sky, she was in the room. She was kind of looking around and she ran out the room. 10 minutes later, I hear clawing on the wall. And I look in the room, outside the room, she's falling apart more. And she's looking at me frantically and she bolts down the hallway. I didn't see her for about 2 years after that. Fast forward to high school, I go back to Andrew's house before shit hit the fan with him and my parents. I'm in his house, I'm looking around, I'm walking around. I see Sky. She bolts down the hallway from me, just runs. And one of the kind of more fucked up rooms in his house is his grandmother's living room. She's in there, and she's staring at me. And she puts up her hand and says, "Get the hell away from me. Get the hell away from me." She wouldn't stop saying until I left the room. Then we hear the clawing sound again. Then all the spirits come up to where we are. Then they're gone. Sky was gone. Everyone was gone. She sometimes visits me in my dreams and tells me what a piece of shit I was for neglecting her. That's why you need to be careful with tulpas. That's why you need to be responsible spiritually. This has been Aaron Nelson, signing off.
So it sounds like she mixed some possibly supernatural elements with her tulpa.
Yeah.
Because she was saying something about how she can, like, see spirits and stuff like that. I don't really know what to take of that, but I guess she was neglectful to her tulpa, and it just got ugly looking, you know, and it just got hateful, and now it gives her messages while she's asleep and in her dreams, telling her she's a piece of shit, or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this next one is, I found this on Reddit, and it's a post from about 3 years ago by Bad Tulpa Throwaway. Bad Tulpa Throwaway.
Throw away their tulpa?
I don't know. So here's their story. I'm not saying any of this is real, because I will say with all the research I was doing, there was quite a bit of creepypasta. Creepypasta is basically internet lore. Like, people write stories. That's where Slenderman started, which we'll talk about Slenderman being a possible tulpa as well here in a little while. So, take this for the grain of salt. This might be someone that's just trying to create a story, trying to write something, whatever. So, this is from Reddit. Around a year ago, when I was feeling lonely after splitting up with my girlfriend, I started making conversation with myself in my head. The voice that answered steadily evolved into its own character, which started off as a blunt fellow that seemed to hold a conflicting opinion to me on everything. Now, I've edited out some of the paragraphs that I feel weren't important, so if you go and find this, I did leave out a few paragraphs, so. After a while, it got nasty. He calls himself Shadow Jason. Jason is my first name. He has turned into a monster that plagues my every thought with nasty and uncalled for criticism. I'm a little overweight, just over 300 pounds, and because of my depression, I let my grooming habits slip occasionally and have a bit of a scruffy half beard below my chin. He calls me a fat neck beard all the time. In fact, that's how he refers to me instead of my name.
Well then,
what a shitty tulpa.
His personality disgusts me, and I feel awful for having him come from a part of my psyche. I was with my grandmother, and he kept telling me to call her a fucking old granny cunt.
Oh shit.
Well then.
And other obscenities, to the point where he started drowning out the conversation I was having with her. I ended up dropping the C word to her by mistake. When that's all you hear, it's easy to let it slip. Now my grandmother won't talk to me after explaining Shadow Jason to her. She said I'm possessed by the devil and it's my punishment for my disbelief. I'm an atheist. I haven't told anyone else, and I don't think she has either. I can't deal with this constant oppression. I could list more experiences, but as I write, he is laughing at me, saying stuff like, tell them about the time you pissed yourself. I can't take it anymore. I threatened to create more tulpas to help me fight him, but it's just, I'll fucking do them in, and he threatens to hurt me if I do. Is it possible to be physically injured by a tulpa? I'm worried he might subliminally influence me into doing something harmful, like with the grandmother incident. Is there anything I can do to suppress him or get him to change? Have any of you guys had issues with a negative tulpa before? So, that's...
I'm worried that you are an attention seeker.
Well, and that's...
Who would go ahead and full force admit that they pissed their pants?
Suicide risk.
Well,
and how bad is it really to say cunt to your grandma?
Well...
It depends on your grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me, if you said cunt to your grandma, what would she say?
She...
Nothing.
She might say something. I don't think that's just like an...
I don't think... not if you called... I mean, you just said cunt in front of her, because he didn't call her.
Oh, yeah.
Said, I said cunt in front of her. What would your grandma do?
She'd be just like, why'd you say that? Why are you just saying the word cunt?
If I said cunt in front of my grandma, no big deal. You, Addie?
No, your grandma,
like, cunt right back at you.
Yeah.
No.
She's gotten bad in her old age, Lord help her.
I mean, my grandmother, but she's not one of those, like, the devil's got you. She's like, the devil's got me too, I'll see you in hell.
Okay, so I've got another tulpa Reddit user who's having some issues. Okay.
It's like their tulpas are going gangsta on them.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Or Tourette's.
Again, and I can't tell if these tulpas. People are being serious and they're trying to look for sincere, real help.
Right.
Yeah. Or if they're just trying to poke and prod at these people.
Right.
And make fun of them. Which is...
And I hate that.
I do too, because these people have found something that makes them happy. And
everyone
of course someone
is
has to
entitled,
shit on it.
Yes. Everyone is entitled to their sanity and... whatever it takes for them to get it, don't take a dump on it.
So this is from a user a year ago named Reed_Harder.
And Reed Harder.
I'm not going to tell you what the title is because I want to read this and just we're going to go with it.
Can we guess what the title is after you read it?
It's yeah. So here's the it says backstory. When I first created my tulpa, it was unrelated to sex or relationships.
Oh, God.
But she wanted to have sex with me all the time.
I bet she did.
Someone's full of their tulpa.
I'm going to make a tulpa now. Then a few months later, it started to get to a place where her consciousness was becoming like mine. And for a while, she wasn't able to discern in her own consciousness.
But if you made your tulpa, wouldn't they be a part of you? Kind of?
Yes.
Your mind? So, I mean, like...
At what point is that considered incest?
But it's masturbation.
What would that...
Okay.
So, why would that be a big deal if they start acting like them? Because you'd think you'd make them almost in your form.
Well, they're supposed to have their own thought.
Yeah, they're you create them, but then they become their own self. Person, yeah.
So during the middle of sex, she would say she did want it, and we'd stop, and then she'd say she wanted again, and just repeat this. So finally we decided between us to make her completely asexual while... I read bad, but there's some bad typing in this. Asexual a while her mind was developing. It took about 1 year before I got to the point where I was completely unattracted to her like a sibling. I'm trying not to laugh. And we stayed that way for about 2 years with no interaction between us. Then, starting a few months ago, she started trying to initiate sex with me. I did not see her in a sexual way and kept saying, "No, you can't consent." But over time, she got more and more aggressive with it until finally she got very mad and basically said she was ready and I would have to get used to the idea that she might want to stop in the middle, which is reasonable to me. I'm still reading this.
Okay.
It's just that weird.
Okay.
And now, for a few weeks, we have been having occasional sex. It feels very different from the sex we had at the beginning, 5 years ago. The sex feels more passionate and emotion-driven and not as much about lust. And now she wants to be my girlfriend.
Someone's into herself.
And now she wants to be my girlfriend, and so I am just starting to not be interested in other women anymore. The questions I have you guys, should I worry about what will happen to our friendship if we break up again? How do I keep her sexually separate from my sexuality? What was the experience like in general for you who have explored your sexuality with your tulpas? How common is it that tulpas and tulpa hosts who are attracted to their respective genders end up together? He just asked a bunch of questions. So,
how do you have sex with it? I mean, what is, like, here, I'm gonna take control of your hand real quick. Like, I mean, how do you... you know what? No, I have so many questions, and none of them are appropriate.
I don't know the answers
seek help.
To these questions.
Seek help.
I don't think it's a seek help thing.
First off, I do.
No, I'm just saying, like, with if your tulpa's getting that crazy, like... But the thing is, it's like, I can't answer that question for you.
But also...
I don't even have a tulpa.
Like, you better get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're being raped by, like, your tulpa?
Yeah. Like, well, your tulpa is raping you. Like, so what's happening? Like, are you in, like, at a movie theater? And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm taking your hand. You're going to start jacking off right now.
It said, you better get used to it. And I may want to stop in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, there's a lot of demands here.
Yeah.
you're asking a little bit too much for a little spirit.
Okay, it's, so here's one more Reddit thing that I saw. This is actually posted 1 day ago of this posting.
Oh, bless.
It says, their username is Leave the Doors Open.
Of course it is.
It says, if one day you woke up and they were gone, no presents, no responses, nothing, how long would you keep trying to talk to them and wait for them? Would you keep talking for weeks, months? Would you keep it up forever with no response? Would you do it for your tulpas or just the ones you were closest to? Considering you have multiple tulpas, I guess.
Okay.
And some of these responses are like, I would never stop trying to find them, ever. Even if it took me years to find all 32 of them, I would still look.
Oh, that's one honey. Of
the this one says, the rest of my life, I'd do it for all of them. They're all precious to me. That would be scary just to disappear. As a tulpa, I would continue just trying to communicate for as long as I could. I don't want to fade or be forgotten. I think that's someone letting their tulpa...
speak.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so...
to all of you, if you are listening, if you have a tulpa and you are in this situation, if you need a friend, we are here.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to put this out there before we wrap up and everything, but, like, if there's anyone that has tulpas and can shed more light on it, even if you are having sex with your tulpa, like...
we are not making fun of you.
No, no, no. I would love to know more about... because these are just interviews where we didn't get to ask questions to these people, so they're kind of out of context for us.
Very much so.
I would have so many questions. So, and don't pull our chain. Don't yank on our legs. Don't do any of those things. if you have a Tulpa, don't be like, yeah, I got a Tulpa. Its name's Bob Bot. Like, yeah. I don't want to hear that.
Like, legitimate.
Yeah, like, if you are part of this community of people. But I've got one more, because I think this is important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on tulpa.info. It's, someone asks, how to get rid of a Tulpa.
You murder it.
Well, a lot of people in this community think if you get rid of a Tulpa, it's murder. Which,
kinda, I mean, yeah,
I suppose.
I mean, if you take it for what it's worth to this community, then it is a human. It is a being.
Right.
It is something that exists. So to just say, bye-bye, you're no longer here, is murder. Yeah,
so
it makes sense.
This user wrote, I'm Thorkel, pretty new to the whole Tulpa thing. I've heard them in the past, but I never really got into them until now. The question probably sounds bad when you first see it, but trust me, it's for my own good. A few months ago, I believe that I made a Tulpa without being aware of it. His name is Griffith, and he's based off of a fictional character from the manga Berserk. He's not cool at all. He's rude, cusses all the time, and generally wants bad things to happen to me. He used to talk a whole lot, but I've stopped interacting with him recently. We can switch whenever we'd like. Not that I really want to, though. I picked it up pretty easily. I think that he's saying that he could let Griffith take control.
Right.
Griffith is the exact opposite of me. He was made at a very low point in my life, which I believe is one of the reasons he's so negative. I just don't want him around anymore. I tried dissipating him with my mind, but he's still there, talking crap to me. I would really like to get rid of him, but I don't know how. So if you know how to get rid of a Tulpa, it would be so much help. Thanks for taking the time to look at this post. Any answers are appreciated. And a lot of people are actually like telling him, I think you need help. Like,
right.
They're not even, this Tulpa community is not even like on his side. They're just like, you need to go seek help. And a lot of them do say, first off, seek medical help. Mm-hmm. And like, go talk to your doctor about all this before, you know, trying any of the other stuff.
Right.
But from what I understood, to get rid of a Tulpa, you just have to ignore them. Because feeding them attention is what makes them
survive.
Right. But in some of these stories, if you don't give them attention, that's what makes them bad. You have to ignore them to get rid of them and just not give them any attention. You can't talk to them. You just have to completely act like they're not in the room.
Phase them out.
But even if they're like yelling in your face, telling you to call your grandmother a cunt or whatever, you know. But again, that's how you make an evil bad one. You don't give them the attention that they need, right? So I don't know. That's why I really need to talk to a Tulpamancer to
answer, a host.
But my question is, what could Tulpas actually be? Because there's some scary answers.
I don't want the answers to that question.
What? I don't know what I'm trying to do right here. I don't know if I'm trying to not step on any toes. And
any Tulpa toes.
Tulpa toes. Or trying to step on anyone in the Tulpa community's toes. Because they clearly say this is not anything supernatural. This is something we've created in our minds.
Right.
But what if it's a demon of some
sort? That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, it's possible.
What if it's a ghost?
That's trippy.
Like, what if this is a ghost that, you know...
What I'm thinking is it's a psychological thing of everything that person would aim to be or want to do that they can't do in public.
You're Tyler Durden?
Kind of. Tyler Durden.
Like, yeah.
From Fight Club.
But it's what you aim to be, but you're too shy to be. Like, you know, people saying, mine cusses all the time, mine does this, or mine does that.
Well, that's
mine's sexually active, like, you yearn for that attention, like...
That's exactly
so they're
like
filling
in,
that void.
In Fight Club,
yeah.
The narrator, which you never learn his name...
It's you after a whole bottle of vodka.
Well, like I'm saying, Fight Club, the narrator comes up with someone that's the exact opposite of him. Like,
right.
The narrator wants material items.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Durden doesn't give a shit about anything.
Right.
The narrator goes to work every day and does his 9-to-5 and mm-hmm. all that. And Tyler is this free, you know, person. And
right.
the narrator's never been in a fight before, and Tyler Durden's like, hit me.
Yeah.
You know, it's, he's cool. It's
day and night.
Yeah, he dates the girl that the narrator hates, Tyler does. You know, it's, I don't know. There's a lot to compare with that, though. Another theory that I had is a djinn. We haven't talked about djinns yet. We've brought them up a couple of times. A djinn is basically a genie.
This is ace in the hole right here.
Huh?
You're ace in the hole right here.
Why?
Topped us.
Huh?
Topped us. We would say psychological or anything, and also now out of nowhere, he's like, it's a djinn. And we're like, what the fuck's a djinn?
Well, it's not what you drink.
One topped us.
I mean.
Well, maybe. I'm saying, like, because a djinn is like an evil genie. They grant you wishes and stuff.
Oh, I know what that is. Aladdin taught me a lot.
Well, this is like the genie that you don't want. This is the one that tries to trick you and make you...
A sneaky genie.
Yeah, basically. We'll do an episode on djinn one day, because they're interesting as hell and scary.
See, I've never heard of them, so that's something I'll have to look into.
Or what if this is a god? Or God, or, you know, I don't know why God would tell you to tell your grandmother to go
yeah,
to be
cunt.
A fucking cunt.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, grandma, you're a cunt.
Fuck yourself, cunt.
It's just another, like, theory, you know? It's
right.
Not like I'm saying, ooh, these are gods. No, I'm just saying, like, why not?
Shadow people.
It could, you know, who knows? It could be a shadow person. Why not?
It's imaginary.
I mean, people believe that, like, aliens, Bigfoot, and other cryptids, or like I was saying a minute ago, Slenderman, all these could be topomancy. Someone has thought of aliens, and aliens exist.
But how, okay, so, but here's my question for that, because all of those things have manifested into physical beings. So how do you go from being...
Hold on, I'm about to answer that.
Okay.
Have you seen an alien? Have you seen an alien?
No.
Maybe. We don't know.
Exactly.
No.
Just like you haven't seen Bob Bot here sitting here this whole time.
Do
you see what I'm saying? Like, if I sit here and be like, I saw an alien tonight. Right. It had a big head. It was green. It had big almond eyes.
What's the difference from being that or a tulpa?
That's what I'm trying to say.
But I...
Some of these cryptids that we talk about.
To
now,
what scale, though? I mean, like, I feel like it.
There's some trees, a line of trees out behind our house, right?
Yeah.
If I'm walking out there right now and I come running in and be like, holy shit, I saw Bigfoot.
We had that happen in Pilot Point.
Did you? You saw Bigfoot?
I mean, I didn't see Bigfoot, but I know it wasn't Bigfoot. Someone bought a Bigfoot costume and stuffed it full of me.
That's not the same at all.
But it is, though, because we had people running around town like, oh, fuck, I saw Bigfoot.
Well, no. But I'm saying, like, if I went out there, who's to know if I actually saw Bigfoot, saw a
or your
bear,
mind playing tricks
right,
on me,
or my mind playing tricks on me?
That's fair.
There you go. I mean, it could be just psychological issue and, you know, just like people
multiple
have certain, like Tourette's, or they have a psychological issue. Maybe Tulpa is one that's come up with it, you know.
But
what I'm
at what point did it all? Because so with those things, they're all pretty.
Well, it generates over years. You know what I'm saying? Like even like cancer, whenever it first came out, how many times? Like I know you're younger than me, but like me, I didn't hear about cancer.
Cancer has become very
right.
common.
Common now
and everything, right?
But it used to never happen.
Okay, so what about lupus?
You never hear about it.
Never heard about it,
it's
right?
Never lupus.
It, within our generation, it has become a disease.
Someone like that.
Or a medical condition, right? So, I mean, just like tulpa,
people
can generate...
I see what you're saying. People can come up with diseases and stuff.
And put a name to it.
But it's like... That's like a hypochondriac.
And
like,
that's exactly what I felt. My mom was a lupus patient, right?
Yeah.
Lupus was a word that I felt that doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with you, so they came up with this word called lupus.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if anybody has lupus out there. I mean, I know now
well,
it's completely different,
it.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? But like, at the time, whenever my mom came up with this, my mom had none of the symptoms as a lupus patient does now.
Right.
As it's generated and
well,
it's
see,
formed.
But
when my mom had it, I was like, great, your doctor just came up with a name.
Right.
Like, they just automatically, it was new. Lupus was new.
Mm-hmm.
So her symptoms were unheard of. So, like, since lupus is so new, they're like, you have lupus.
Right.
And so it's kind of like that for me on the House, Tulpa thing.
House says it's never lupus.
House is a badass, dude. If they really made a... there's a House somewhere, let me know.
Yes.
Dr. House.
Because I want to either apprentice underneath you.
He is my favorite.
Just watch you or something. Yeah. Be friends with you.
But you know, I think you have a good point. Like, if we're putting a big if on this. If you can create your own being, why can't you create your own illnesses? Why can't you create your own problems? Like, if you manifest it, who's to say that you... who's to say where it stops? If you can manifest a being in your head, if you can
It doesn't. I mean, like, I personally know humans who can literally think...
Wait a minute. Why did you say humans?
Because I don't want to name names. I know individuals.
I know humans like myself. Human. Friends.
I have certain family members who literally can be like, oh my god, I have the flu. And make themselves...
That proves that you're not real. That you're a Tulpa because you called them humans.
I call everyone humans. I mean, are you... oh, you're not a human, but...
I mean, no.
Unless I imagine the people sitting around me, I'm pretty sure they're all humans.
I'd hope so.
I mean, my mental wellness has been called into question before, but you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really interesting point, Kristen. It just makes me wonder where
the line is.
Yeah, and I'm not.
And people
just...
evolve things over time too. Like, one thing can start out as something small, like it could have been a Tulpa, you know, in the Tibetan religion, and then when people add to it and add to it and evolves over time, it's...
well,
like,
and in that religion, which I didn't dig deep into the Tibetan part of all, because
to me it sounds like a Tulpa like a Tibetan god. Like, you ever watch Mulan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know how their ancestors are, their spirits and everything like that? That's what it sounds like to me in the Tibetan, you know, thing. Like, it almost like that's what they would consider it. But people have evolved it over time to be...
the only thing I really
person.
Looked into was what the meaning was, and it meant manifestation, basically.
Right.
So I don't know what they were manifesting with that religion, back, or whatever. I don't know if it's a religion. I don't know what exactly they were doing with that word back then. But I wonder what they were manifesting, because that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe they manifested the pyramids, and that's how they were built.
I mean, we're not here anyways, so.
This is all simulation.
Yeah.
You can manifest anything you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you do have a Tulpa, like we said a minute ago, get in contact with us. I would love to interview.
Yeah, I won't make fun of anybody.
We're not. Like, we're genuinely interested.
Yeah, it's. But you got to understand that it is bizarre from the outsider's look.
I'll pick apart anything.
But we still want to ask questions.
Yeah,
we
want to try to understand.
If you listen to the show, you know that we are generally interested.
Yes.
And I hope that you would laugh with us about some of the stuff.
We don't intend to offend you.
Yeah. Kristen might, but...
So, yeah, me, Kristen and I apologize ahead of time, because I'm sure we will, but it's not
Kristen
intentional.
Kristen offends me, and I'm the fucking devil.
I don't have a filter. I'm sorry.
You know, mine's gone. The older I get,
but God
just
put me on this earth
away
to torment the devil, so here I am.
You're
rock
right
on, bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
coming for you, you red bitch.
So, okay, real quick. Tell me, real quick, do you believe these people are manifesting some kind of personality or another being?
Yes.
You do think so?
I do.
Kristen?
I don't. I think it's psychological compensation.
That's what manifesting, like, another personality, like, is psychological.
I don't think it's I don't think it's an actual person. Like, I don't think it's just...
it's not an actual person.
Well, you know what I'm... Don't fuck with me, Addie. I'm telling you, like,
I think this...
I'm saying it's more psychological than it just happening to everyone. I don't think everyone can do it. I think you have to have a little bit off your rocker to be able to do this Tulpa thing.
Here's my quick 2 cents
imagine
on it.
Or have an open
imagine
mentality or psychological issue.
I think
to leak it in, like, like a multiple personality disorder or schizophrenia.
Yeah. Well, so real quick, I want to give my two cents on this real fast because this episode's running a little long. I believe that these tulpas are very helpful for these people because every one of these sounded like they were depressed. They needed someone there. Mm-hmm. They needed a figure that wasn't there. I do think this is healthy for them, but I think what has made it unhealthy is the rules of don't neglect your tulpa because that'll make them sad. So I feel like there's a positive and there's a huge negative on it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know what? In real life, you don't see your friends all the time.
No, Kristen can vouch for that. I go MIA quite often.
Well, I don't think it's... And they even said that the tulpas go missing for days on it. You know, right. Just long periods of time, they'll just go missing.
But the physical human has to be, like, not... I don't know if dependent's the right word, but, like, it's like they sit around waiting for them.
Yeah, and I don't think that's healthy. Because you do need time. Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Are you ready for this? Ding. What if we're all tulpas living in our own world and we're waiting to be picked?
Ooh. And when you die, you get picked. That's you being picked.
Mm-hmm. Why did y'all just open up a whole nother, like, ugh, damn you both.
And maybe the tulpa that you create is like someone on the real world talking to
this
you.
This is getting deep, guys.
Okay, yeah.
Or what if it's, you know, when you die and you evolve into something else.
Reincarnation. What if
that's your tulpa? Your reincarnation as a tulpa.
Oh, that's a good one.
Deep.
Okay, let's end this because this is getting long. If you are a tulpamancer, hey, get in contact with us. We'd love to chit-chat with you and maybe toss some of these ideas at you and see what you think.
Explain it to us. Tell us more.
Yep.
We want to know.
Everyone say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Adios, muchachos.
Goodbye.
Muchachos. Bye-bye.
Bombot says bye.
We appreciate you listening to this episode. If you would, please go leave us a review on iTunes. And not just us, any podcast that you enjoy, please go leave them a review. It doesn't matter if they've got 500 reviews. Support your favorite podcast. Leave a review. Even if it's not for us, leave someone a review. Help support the podcast community. It means a lot to a lot of us. So, if you would, please leave a review on all your favorite shows. And make sure you're following us on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Transpod. We have a Facebook page that you can like or follow or whatever it is on Facebook. But we also have the Secret Transmissions Secret Group. You can join. You can chat with me. You can chat with other listeners. It's a cool little group. Join it. And make sure you follow The Dark Myths. Go to darkmyths.org, or you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. There's a lot of great podcasts on there. Go check one of them out. Also, speaking of great podcasts, the Somebody's Network. Check out the Somebody's Network on Instagram and Twitter at Somebody's Net. That's SomebuddiesNet. Lots of great shows on there. If you'd like to help support our show, you can go to our Patreon. Patreon.com/secrettransmission. We have as low as the $1 tier. You can get some extra content. It's usually me with someone, Kristen Zanger from the Zang This podcast. We usually discuss weird news topics. So for just as low as $1, you can get all of those. And there's some other tiers. Go check it out if you'd like. We have a TeePublic. Go to tpublic.com/secrettransmission. We have a bunch of cool t-shirts, lots of colors, lots of styles. You can get v-necks, you can get tank tops, you can get a baby onesie. And they also have sales all the time. So if you want to wait until a sale, I usually post when there's sales. T-shirts are only $14.99 plus shipping when they're on sale. And you purchasing a shirt does help support the show. And we want to see a picture. If you take a picture in the shirt, I'll send you some stickers or something. But you gotta let me know. Send us a picture on one of the social medias. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Studio Sweden Headphones and Cryptid Crate. This month's Cryptid Crate, I forgot to do an unboxing video, but it was great. I got a stuffed Bigfoot, and he's got these cute little big feet. Cute little big feet. I'm an idiot. But I'll post pictures of it on Instagram. So go check out our Instagram, and you'll see the Bigfoot stuffed animal that we got this month. It was so cool. And just as a reminder, Kristen and I, we will be attending Mothman Festival 2018. So please, if you're going to be there, let us know. We'd love to meet up with you. Maybe give you some goodies. And if you just can't get enough of my voice, you can check out me and my co-host Goobs from the Derailers podcast as we talk about old video games on the Secret Levels podcast. We discuss the history of the games, the gameplay, fun facts, and then we rate it at the end in a pretty short format, usually between 30 and 45 to 50 minutes. We try to keep it short. Doesn't always happen. We talk a lot. But go check it out. It's a lot of fun if you love old retro video games. Next week, we will have a Secret Theater $29.99 where we review a documentary. So be on the lookout for that next week's episode. But until then, we hope you come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
My coworker has not smoked for like years and years, right? Mm-hmm. So we have this lady and she is hilarious. You know, who checked us out, Toby, last time we were there?
Yes, you keep bringing her up and then you're like, yeah, you remember? Yes, I remember.
Okay, so she asked today, she's like, do you smoke cigarettes? And he was like, no, I haven't smoked in like 10 plus years. And she's like, I smoke sometimes. And then she was like, I usually smoke after sex. And then she's telling her store manager this, and my store manager's like, oh my god, like, oh. And then she follows up with, I've had the same pack of cigarettes since 1972.
This podcast is part of the Some Buddies Network. You're never alone when you've got some buddies.